Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keeping you informed and also entertained, I want to do kind of both in this segment.
Okay.
We were talking about some of the restaurants earlier and about what they are doing. And what's the restaurant that's giving away the toilet paper?
That is the Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson. You order at least $15 for delivery, and while supplies last, you get a free roll of toilet paper.
Well, I also noticed that there's some other restaurants around the United States doing the same thing.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting way. And now, back in the day, if you would have gotten a roll of toilet paper with your food, you would have questioned that.
Yeah. Well, especially if it was from a Mexican place.
Like gross.
Yeah. But with toilet paper, of course, it's hard to find any toilet paper. Here's another heartwarming story. This is from Sydney, Australia.
Are you sure this is going to warm the heart, or is it some other part of the body we're warming now?
We'll find out. Okay. Australia, a man was cleaning out his late father's storage unit and found hundreds of rolls of toilet paper.
Wow.
And now he is going to give those to poor people that don't have toilet paper.
Because they're probably all rotted.
Yeah.
Why was his dad hoarding toilet paper?
Who knows?
Why are people hoarding toilet paper?
Well, yeah, but at least now there is a reason, because you know that since everyone else is hoarding it, you'd better hoard it too, or you won't have any.
Well, now, they did say Australian toilet paper is very good stuff. It really gets down under.
Oh, man.
Down under.
You don't have to keep
I know, focused. I know.
You don't have to do a bad accent either.
Yeah, I know. But it's like those commercials where they're singing about the toilet paper.
That's charming.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
They don't sing an Australian accent either.
Yeah, but you know, you think about that. Did you see the meme too, where what poker looks like now, and it's the old guy sitting there playing poker, and they have the toilet paper rolls stacked on the table?
Oh no,
you've not seen that one yet.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, I'll get that. We'll put up on our Facebook fan page. But that's pretty funny.
Oh yeah,
and you know, you think about it, because I had to buy whatever toilet paper I could grab the other day. And, you know, toilet paper situation is kind of annoying. And for years now, you had the pleasure of picking out your own toilet paper. Like, you know, you got the 1-ply, you got the 2-ply, the 3-ply. Cato, you like the aloe cream. You got the cushion for comfort, whatever, the scented toilet paper, the extra large toilet paper.
The ribbed for his pleasure.
The color.
Or maybe it was different.
That's just something else, I think.
No, it's toilet paper.
Color coordinated toilet paper. And I'm just surprised there's not even any gluten-free toilet paper out there.
I think all of it's gluten-free.
Is it gluten-free?
Yeah, it's a naturally gluten-free product.
No idea.
Looking for fat-free, though.
Fat-free toilet paper.
I think, again, that maybe they're all naturally fat-free.
I don't know. I've seen some people in the stores.
You know, I'm not using my normal brand here lately.
I've had to switch before in the past, and it's not fun.
It ain't. It's not fun at all.
See, I was pleasantly surprised. We usually get Charmin, and we went to Costco, and they were out of the Charmin, so we got Kirkland brand. Now, I've gotten Scott brand in the past, and no offense to the Kimberly-Clark people, but I don't know what they're making that out of.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be used for your bottom.
But people are using different brands.
But the Kirkland brand, I've been very pleased with. I think we may make the switch.
Well, I always had Charmin wipes, and all they had was the generic brand, the store brand on the shelf.
Are you okay with that?
I like them better.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's got a little baby powder scent to it.
Nice.
I've been noticing you've been smelling like baby powder lately.
Let me smell, Kato. Let me see.
Hang on, it's coming. But I will say they do say you shouldn't flush those flushable wipes because they really aren't made for flushing.
Yeah,
but
you got to put.
They
them
say
like
that, but I've been flushing them since they came out with them, and it hadn't caused a problem in my house.
Well, you don't have a septic system either.
Well, sure. If you have a septic system, you got a whole different set of rules.
Yeah, I don't even think you can use aloe toilet paper if you've got a septic system.
Well, oops. Yeah. I got septic.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, that's not. I mean, if you just joined us, we're talking about toilet, actually plumbing.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing, is it? Okay.
We're talking about plumbing.
Now, let me say, though, and I don't know if you do this here. I've even been doing it here. If you do have to work or if you do have to go out and be somewhere and you have to cough, do you feel self-conscious about that? And you're trying to suppress your cough when you're out somewhere?
I haven't coughed in public in about a week.
You haven't been in public?
That's beside the point.
But even here, don't you like...
I haven't coughed in here.
I do like you do. Allergies. I'm just sure it's allergies.
Yeah, you always blame it on that.
But I saw a meme. It said, I used to cough to cover a fart. Now I fart to cover a cough.
That's talented right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.